Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 16th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and what a joy it is to share these messages with you to encourage you. Today's message is titled, From Infancy, and the scripture text is a powerful portion from 2 Timothy 3, verse 15.
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
Last night, Brooksine and his steer went over to drop off some goods and meet our newest neighbor, Eli James, who was born very early Sunday morning in his home. Esther came home all excited and told me how very tiny and cute he is. He is clearly loved and valued by his parents and his 3-year-old brother Moses and 2-year-old sister Sadie.
We've joined them in looking forward to his arrival over the past several months. Although, like in the old days, his parents did not know prior to his birth whether they would have a boy or a girl. Saturday evening, Stephen was visiting them, and Anna told him that she really hoped she would have the baby very soon. Well, in fact, she did. Less than 12 hours, Eli was resting in her welcoming arms.
There's been such a devaluing of prenatal life in modern times. Several years ago, Consumer Reports had an article dealing with birth control, which also touched on the subject of abortion. Abortion was identified in the article as a procedure to remove, quote, uterine contents, end quote. Is that a new low in Orwellian doublespeak, or what?
Well, there's a powerful truth related to this in our daily verse. Notice the phrase, how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures. Timothy had a godly mother and grandmother, tells us this in 2 Timothy 1, 5. They apparently made known the Holy Scriptures to Timothy, even as an infant. The word infant is a very interesting Greek word, brephos. This same word is used in Luke 1, 44 to describe John while he was in his mother's womb. When John's mother saw Mary, she said, quote, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby, or brephos, in my womb leaped for joy, unquote.
Well, John was sure not merely uterine contents, but he was a tiny, developing baby who grew up to make a mighty impact in fulfilling the purpose for which God made him. Paul acknowledged that Timothy was impacted by the Holy Scriptures from infancy, which I certainly believe is prenatal development as well. Even many in the world recognize the intricate development that takes place in the womb, not only physically, but in many other ways as well.
Consider today the awesome power of God's Word, the Holy Scriptures. Some of you, like John and Timothy, have known biblical instruction from infancy, having a godly heritage. Others have come into this knowledge later and are the first generation in your line to have godly faith.
Regardless, hold on to the divine truth in the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
Let's pray together. Father, there is incredible blessing in the miracle of new birth. And along with this gift of life comes extraordinary responsibility to the Christian parent. May we as parents impart scriptural teaching by instruction, as well as example from the time our child draws his first breath. We're grateful for other Christian brothers and sisters in Christian ministries who also inspire our children to live for you, Lord. We cannot force our children to follow in your ways, but we can certainly show them the way to life everlasting and equip them with a spiritual, scriptural knowledge that will make them wise for salvation. May this always be our highest priority. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sharing your prayer with us today, Brooksine, and it is a joy to prepare and share these messages with you. It's interesting to give you a little glimpse into our life. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. It would be interesting to have a picture of little Eli James, but they're rather reticent about placing photos up on the web. The Amish, and these are Amish children, and our friends are Amish, is at least as adults certainly have a conviction against photos, but they have let us take photos of their children for their memories, and it is really exciting to know the various people that make up our world. And we are so grateful to share our little spot of the world with you. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We don't have a baby photo on the site today, but we do have a photo of some baby kittens that Brooksine took several years ago out on our deck that came to mind today as I was preparing the message and what would work to just kind of give some graphical support, baby life. Also have today a link to a song that is titled Deliver Me. I don't believe it's a nationally known song, but what a powerful message it has in regard to the issue of the unborn in life. Also, a link is available to the lyrics in a PDF form. It's from a website of a ministry called The Ranch that I'm otherwise unfamiliar with, but it is a very good song and with a tremendous message. Well, you have a blessed day today. May you continue to stay faithful to Christ and to be encouraged.